And now, more civil societies, hearing ideas for real change.
Hi, this is Eva Cox, and I'm going to talk about something that lots of people have been talking about and try and work out why they've been talking about it. And that's this thing that happened last week, the domination of news by the fact that a junior member of our national cricket team had been caught cheating, trying admittedly unsuccessfully to sandpaper the ball. The issue rapidly broadened to include the confessions by two of the more senior members of the team that they were also involved. And in fact, it was suggested by the vice-captain. The captain knew about it, but dismissed its seriousness when he was found out and stated he would continue in his role. And then somehow or other, the whole thing blew up. We have a tsunami of anger and commentary from the PM down. While the act was stupid and despicable, the volume of anger seemed out of proportion with the failed effort. And not being a cricket tragic, I was bemused in trying to work out what were the underlying issues that created such widespread disgust. It didn't seem to be cricket to me. In the way it sort of spread in volume, because there'd been lots of stories about people cheating in various sorts of things, including other cricket teams. So why? The question of what this furore says about the broader political and social indicators is what worries me. Why has one particular sporting failure created such a fuss? Why has the cricket mess made such an impact when other scandals and problems are ignored? It's this perceived betrayal of what are seen as our values of a fair go that has really stirred the possum, created volumes of commentary and views. Where did this start? I mean, cricket's an oddbod in the sports. It goes back a long way. It's part of an emotional and traditional and very British set of views and taps into obviously deeply held concerns about that sort of image of Australia as being the place of a fair go. Is this the latest response we're having for the marketisation of everything and the basic distrust that's breeding in so many aspects of our lives? I suspect it is. Just back to cricket briefly. Having originated in southeast England, it became the country's national sport in the 18th century and has developed globally in the 19th and 20th century. International matches have been played since 1844, and Test cricket began to be recognised in 1877. And it's interesting, if you look at where it's popular in the relics of empire, such as the Indian subcontinent and South Africa. The Americans don't play cricket, and that's quite interesting. Very few European countries have anything to do with cricket. It's very, very British. I got another quote when I looked up, "It's just not cricket." It said, "This phrase is used in Australia meaning having something that's unjust or just plain wrong done to someone or somebody else. It comes from the game of cricket, which is regarded as a gentleman's game where fair play was paramount." So you can see somewhere deeply in the back of our empire history and this very sort of British idea of what the right thing to do is, cricket has actually touched a nerve that you don't get out of football. You don't get out of many of the other sports. The offence is seen as a serious assault on the idea of a fair go, which is embedded in our vision of who we are and how we act. It's frequently used by politicians, both of them at the moment, the major parties. You know, Turnbull goes on about the fair go, Shorten goes on about the fair go, and then they go off into policies which are not necessarily fair, but they hope that they appeal to the voters. So it's obviously one of those emblematic ideas. And we've had a whole lot of those emblematic ideas getting shattered at the moment. My last program actually covered the effects of the Royal Commission into banking, and banking used to be something which was respectable. It was something that people did. You know, your bank manager was on the par with all sorts of other senior public servants, even when they were in the private sector. And now we've found out that banking is venal, nasty, and also fairly stupid. So that's actually undermined another one of our pillars of society. And cricket, just coming up straight after that, I think must have just really hit on to the raw feeling that people had that somehow or other the country is actually falling apart. Going to the dogs. I'm not sure which dogs, but never mind. It's another phrase that we tend to use. So there's been signs for quite some time that cricketers may not have been doing the right thing because there were lots of complaints that sledging was out of control. But we were winning. Somehow or other, that whole business thing about being winners, of earning huge amounts of money, of being glamorous and being able to do things, being the Weet-Bix kid, being appearing in ads, etc., 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 calmed down the sense that maybe we weren't doing the right thing anymore. But it's kept coming up in little bits and pieces. And when it blew in South Africa, when it blew with these senior members, when it's still blowing, days later, when we're still not clear what's going to be happening, you know, will they appeal? Will this undermine this? What's going to happen? I think it really sheds a very interesting light on the sort of political sense of what's happening in Australia at the moment. I think there's this deeply held distrust, I've been talking about it, where we're not really sure about what's right and what's wrong. And we don't trust the people in authority because we don't think they're doing the right thing. We've got a deep distrust of political parties. There's just been a new set of surveys coming out on that. A deep distrust of business, and the banking people are showing that also. And a deep distrust now of our main sport, which actually epitomised some of those ideas. So I think we've got to take seriously a lot of the fuss that's happening at the moment and go back to the idea that we have to build trust. And we have to build trust in the institutions, not necessarily the same institutions that have stuffed things up. But we need to start talking about some sort of vision thing where it is important to be trustworthy, where it's important to have other issues rather than money, power and celebrity. Because that's beginning to make people feel distinctly uncomfortable. On the one hand, they follow it. On the one hand, they read the things on the line or wherever they happen to read their news from and get excited about things and play around with various sorts of issues of celebrities. On the other hand, there's a sort of creeping disgust at the fact that we happen to have a society which seems to become more venal and less caring about what's happening to lots of other people. So we suppress issues like what's happening on Manus and Nauru. We've suppressed issues about other sorts of injustices that are happening in various political moves like cutting foreign aid, etc., etc. We ignore a whole lot of scandals and other things that are happening. But somehow, something has touched us. And the cricket example is one that we need to take seriously because I think it indicates a growing awareness that something is seriously wrong and we need to fix it.
More civil societies. Every week with Julie Macken and Eva Cox.